I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 25th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he may appeal the results of the 2020 federal census. Koch says he believes Quincy's population is around 106,000, not the almost 102,000 that last year's census counted. Koch says he is reviewing the numbers with City Clerk Nicole Crispo and says if there is a large enough discrepancy, he will appeal. The new City of Quincy Welcome Center is now open. Mayor Thomas Koch cut the ribbon on the new center in the Monroe Building in Quincy Center yesterday. The center is located in the former Grand Asia Dress Shop and provides visitors information about Quincy's historic attractions, as well as places to stay, dine, and shop. The city also launched its new President's Trail tour of historic sites around the city. Today is the last day to register to vote in the September 14th preliminary election in Quincy. The city clerk's office will be open until 8 o'clock tonight to allow people to register. The preliminary election will narrow the field of candidates for three school committee seats, down from 7 candidates to 6. Incumbents Emily Lebo, Doug Guttrow, and Courtney Perdios are seeking re-election. Liz Speakman, Ellen Patterson O'Donnell, Liberty Schaff, and Tina Cahill are also running. Today is the last day to submit the names of people to be remembered during the City of Quincy's annual Candlelight Vigil to remember those who have died of an overdose and substance use disorder. The 11th annual vigil is set for August 31st at 7 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common or in Quincy High School if it rains. Submissions of names and photos may be sent to Laura Martin in the mayor's office by emailing lmartin@quincyma.gov. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra and the Quincy Choral Society will perform together during a live concert next month. The free Pops concert is scheduled for Saturday, September 18th at 5 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. Cabaret tables and chairs, along with traditional rows of theater seats, will be provided, and lawn chairs will be allowed. The Hive Mobile Bar will provide beer and wine, but you are asked not to bring your own libations. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Wednesday, August 25th.